You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams.
Just one day after an American Airlines pilot died in mid-flight, we're learning of another airline emergency. A United Airlines flight en route to Houston from San Francisco was diverted to Albuquerque this morning after the co-pilot lost consciousness. United says the co-pilot is in stable condition and they are working to get the passengers back in the air. Amtrak is threatening to suspend service unless Congress extends a deadline to implement new safety measures. Lawmakers want rail companies to install positive train control on tracks they own by December 31st, but the railroads say it'll be impossible to meet that deadline. According to Reuters, Amtrak said it'll suspend service on its national network in mid-December unless Congress pushes back the deadline. The National Transportation Safety Board is launching an investigation into the presumed sinking of a cargo ship off the coast of the Bahamas. The NTSB says its investigation is separate from the U.S. Coast Guard, which is also continuing a search and rescue mission. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here. Time to shake off that boring old weekend and get back to the excitement of labor. You're going to need a good lunch, though. So stop into a KFC for a $5 fill-up with two pieces of original recipe chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, a biscuit, a cookie, and a medium drink. Okay, then. I'll let you get back to work now. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
Drum thigh side cookie medium drink. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great, but today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yep.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples, make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the U.S. military goes to great lengths to prevent civilian casualties in Afghanistan and elsewhere.
That stands in pretty stark contrast to the strategy that is extremists in Afghanistan. Extremists regularly claim credit for operations that target civilian populations.
In his daily briefing, Earnest was pressed about the U.S. airstrike on an Afghan hospital that killed 22 people. He again called it a profound tragedy. Testifying in a Senate hearing, General John Campbell called the strike a mistake. General Campbell says he has ordered a full investigation and vowed to find out why it happened. Campbell is the top U.S. military official in Afghanistan. He says the airstrike was requested by Afghan security forces while they were battling Taliban fighters in Kunduz. Los Angeles County residents are being told to stay out of the ocean due to bacteria concerns from the recent rain. County health officials have issued a rain advisory for all county beaches until 7 a.m. Friday. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
Walmart is teaming up with some of the biggest names in health to bring you America's biggest health fair, the Four Healthiest Hours in America. Visit your local Walmart on Saturday, October 10th from 12 to 4 p.m. and get free blood glucose and blood pressure screenings, sponsored by One-A-Day VitaCraves and Sandoz. Plus, stop by the Health Insurance Planning Center for answers to all your questions about how to choose the right solutions for your family. You'll even get a free gift bag while supplies last. This is one event you don't want to miss. See more at walmart.com/healthcare.
A man who spent his teen years as a notorious ID thief in the 1960s is warning people to expect plenty of ID theft attempts during the long 2016 election campaign. In Seattle last week, Frank Abagnale warned people to be careful of unsolicited calls seeking donations for their candidates.
If you are a supporter of that individual, then you need to hang up and call the campaign and say, I received this call. Is that legitimate? And if you want to donate money, donate it where you know you can donate legitimately to that campaign.
Abagnale was in Seattle on a national tour for AARP's Fraud Watch Network. Microsoft's Digital Crimes Unit says scammers of this type are often from other countries. It's now legal for doctors in California to prescribe terminal patients lethal drugs to help them die. The bill, inspired by Brittany Maynard's story, was signed nearly 1 year after she moved to Oregon for the right to die with dignity.
What the critics said we would not be able to accomplish, I think they underestimated the power of Brittany's story. This is something that people agree with. It's ethically and morally an option that all terminally ill individuals should have.
Brittany's husband, Dan Diaz, says he will continue to fight to bring this legislation to every state. Diaz believes Brittany's conversation with Governor Jerry Brown just 3 days before she ended her own life in Oregon by prescribed medication helped him understand that she got to die within her own terms. Brittany suffered from a malignant brain tumor and was just 29 years old at the time of her legal suicide. Brittany's husband, Dan Diaz, says they didn't even know if Governor Brown would sign the bill.
It just shows that he did think through this.
I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
Hello, it's Jill Peters, and it's a little after 4 o'clock. I am with the Real Estate Matters Show. We appear here every first and third Tuesday at 4 o'clock, and this is the first Tuesday, so that's why I'm here. Let me start off with the weather forecast so we all know where we're at. It looks like we've got a nice day going on out there today. It's 73 and sunny. It's going to be 50 overnight. Tomorrow, 76, 46 overnight. And then going on through the week, it's going to stay up in the 70s. So it looks like our weather forecast is cooperating with us, and we dodged that storm. Pretty interesting to hear, because I did drive down to Maryland over the weekend, and they did not dodge the storm. It wasn't a hurricane, but it was more of the nor'easter that was coming through over the bulkheads, people checking water levels every couple of hours. It was sort of really scary. And when I drove back, I expected to see the same thing in New Jersey, but it wasn't here. So congratulations to us, and I really feel bad for the people that have been affected by it. Real Estate Matters. This is a show where we discuss on a semi-monthly basis what's going on in real estate in Hunterdon County and the areas that surround Hunterdon County. My name, again, is Joe Peters. I'm with Weikert Realtors in Clinton, New Jersey. I've been with them going on 12 years at this point, and I've been in real estate over 20 years as an investor. I write a monthly newsletter, which comes out the first or second day of each month. And in effect, the October edition just was published last Friday, so it's only two or three days old. And I'm going to go through some of the highlights with my audience so that they understand what's going on in Hunterdon County. And then I'm going to go through some other real estate items that I've come across in the last week that I think the general audience would be interested in. Once again, Joe Peters at Weikert. I do residential real estate in Hunterdon and Somerset County. Actually live in the Beaverbrook area, and let's get started. Taking a look at September. By the way, if you'd like this newsletter, go to jpeters.com, jpeters.com. There's a place to sign up for it. You'll get it in your email every week, or a month, I should say. In September of 2015, the month that just ended, we sold 145 properties. That means properties got a contract on them. Doesn't mean they're closed yet, but it's actually up from 137 under contract properties the month before. This is incredible for this time of the year. The summer busy season for real estate has not stopped, and in effect, we're actually listing and selling more properties than a month before. I think once we get into a little bit of snow, which hopefully is about 6 or 8 weeks away from us yet, it'll put a damper on the market. And the market usually goes to sleep from the Thanksgiving time frame till about February 1st. And that's inevitable. It's just not a busy time, but there's still buyers out during that period of time, and they're very serious buyers when they're looking. They're probably getting transferred in or transferred out, depending whether they're buying or selling. So we listed all agents and all agencies, 245 properties, and under contract, we put 137 of them. The interesting thing to know is how we measure this, and we measure it in what's called month's supply. It's also called absorption rate. For instance, if we have 10 houses for sale in a town in Hunterdon County, and one of them goes under contract, We call that a 10-month supply. In other words, we have 10 months of supply at the current selling rate. The selling rate will change each month. But we're taking a look at Hunterdon County, and we have an overall 8-month supply if we look at all houses, all towns, all price points. 4 to 6 months is an average selling period. If we're sitting with 4 to 6 months of inventory, it is a reflection that we're probably sitting at a very stable price point and that we're not seeing any pressure put on prices. Yet, we're not sitting at 4 to 6, 8 months. We're sitting at 8 months. So depending on the price point, there is pressure on some of the prices, and especially in some of the further out towns. It's taking us about 84 days to sell a house. Days on market is 84. And that's gone up a little bit. It was like 76 the month before. So it's taking a little longer. Our biggest challenge is that we don't have enough inventory in the very popular price points. And what are the popular price points? If you take a look at the 2s, 3s, and 4s, you're going to find that that's where we sell 50% of our inventory. Really, even a little more. 72% of all of our houses sold last month in Hunterdon County was under $500,000. So if you take a look at the over $500,000, only 22% of our sales, should say 28% of our sales, were up in that price point. And if you go over $700,000, it was only 8% of our sales. So it's interesting that we've got certain price points which are much more popular than others, and there is a reason for it. And that reason is that's where the first-time buyers are being active. Pardon me, I've got a little bit of a cough. I'm going to play my commercial for you and go get a glass of water and be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, my apologies. I had a little bit of a coughing spell, and I'm back with a cup of water, so I think we'll be okay. So we have in total 1,017 properties. These are residential real estate properties for sale in Hunterdon County. In the last 30 days, we sold 145 of them. So if you divide 1,117 by 145, it comes out to 8-point-something. That's how we're coming up with an 8-month supply. At the same time, we added 245 listings, and it's interesting that our average sale under contract point is about $386,000, closer to $387,000, and our average listing price is $482,000. And you may say, well, why the big disparity? That's almost 20%. Well, people get ambitious when they list their house, and sometimes they've got to leave it on the market for 30 or 60 days before they realize nobody's really looking at it. They adjust the price down, and when it finally gets to flash point or the right price for the market, it takes off and it does get sold. There is a buyer for every house that's on the market. So what I want to tell you is the market is active. We are in a very active area in Hunterdon County. It's a place where people really want to live. and we don't have enough inventory at the lower price points. I talked a little about the first-time buyers. First-time buyer typically buys in a 150 to 250. It's usually a one-bedroom or a two-bedroom condo, maybe even a townhouse. Although I'm seeing some higher prices, that's typically where we sell. The person who sells that to the first-time buyer turns around and buys a 250 to 4. The person that sells that turns around and buys a 5 to 6. And the person who sells that might even trade up a little or even right size. And they're getting later in life. The kids are gone. So the whole process of selling is kicked off by the first-time buyer, and that first-time buy triggers probably 4 sales. So if we make it difficult for the first-time buyer to get a mortgage, we're making it difficult to sell 4 houses, not just one. The government is very tuned into that. They have loosened up the lending criteria quite a bit, and in effect, they're very aware that we've got to keep the first-time buyers going. And I'll give you the percentage of business that's done by first-time buyers a little later. It's quite a bit of the overall numbers. So if you get up into the higher price points, like a million and over, we got 9 months supply. If you get into the threes and the fours, we've got 4 months supply. So pretty normal inventory down there and pretty challenged to higher the price point. We also break that down by town, and we take a look at what is going on and how many months supply we have in each town within Hunterdon County. And I think we've got 26 different municipalities. But in general, the further out you go, the farther away you drive from New York, the higher this number is going to be, because people are very aware of the commute time and don't want to have to commute any further than they really have to. So we find that people will sort of pull up the stirrups when they get more than maybe a mile or two past Route 31 going west, and you'll find that the towns right around Reddington, Raritan, Clinton Township, very popular towns. They do more than half of our business. Get out to Alexandria, we're looking at 23-month supply. If you get out to Holland, because there's a Toll Brothers going on in Holland right now, well, that's really in Kingwood. They're sitting at 5 month supply, so they had a pretty good month. Hampton, on the edge of going into Warren County, a little harder to sell. Taxes are high. To commute down 31 is kind of tough. 22-month supply. So what we really can do is we can take the price point your house is in, and we can take the town that it's in, and we can draw a two-way matrix up between the town and the price point and tell you just about where your house is and whether or not the prices are challenged, which means you're above 6 months supply, or prices are rising, which means you're below 4 months supply. And in between 4 to 6, you're pretty average. There are two areas in Hunterdon County that reported no sales at all in the last month. One of that was Califon, and one of those were Stockton. Two far extremes. Most of the people, I do a lot of business up near Califon and in Califon, they're going towards Morris County. They're not coming back down to 31. And then Stockton's all the way over by the river. And in effect, Stockton is also a place where people have to want to live. You're not going to commute to New York from there very comfortably. And then we had several areas that only had one sale each last month, including Bloomsbury, the town of Clinton, Flemington, Frenchtown, Hampton, Milford. Then at the same time, there's some of those usual hot spots. If you looked at Clinton Township added together, we had 16 sales. Raritan Township had 26 sales. Reddington Township had 23 sales. These three areas combined did about 45% of the total volume for Hunterdon County in the last month. Now, if you took a look at Somerset County, you would find that their hot spots are right next to our hot spots. As a matter of fact, they're pretty well separated by County Line Road. The Bridgewater, Branchburg, Hillsborough, and Warren areas of Somerset County, and then Franklin, which considers the town of Somerset in it. So it's Somerset's within Franklin, and Franklin is within Somerset County. They do about 50% of the business there. So there's that sweet spot between the hot spots in Hunterdon County and the hot spots in Somerset County, and that's where people want to live. That's where they're looking for houses, and if you're going to buy a house in one of those towns, you're probably going to pay a little more, if not a lot more, than one of the more remote towns, because the more remote towns have to get a little more competitive with their pricing. So my point is there is a market. It's an active market. The market has not slowed down. It's continuing on as if summer hasn't ended. And if you're thinking about buying or selling a house, it's a perfect time, because sales This year are probably up about 2% over last year. And last year they were up about 3%, the year before at about 4%. We're looking for maybe a 4% per year continued appreciation for the next 4 years. Unless you want to really wait till you get every penny back that you had at the peak, which was the end of 05, and we're probably about 19% off that peak right now. We were 35 at one point, so we've gained 16% back. Unless you're willing to wait for that to come back, which will happen by the end of 2018, it's a great time to sell. Then as far as buying, there's two things driving the market as far as buyers. The first is that the interest rates have risen a little above 4% and now dropped down a little below 4%. So they're holding right around 4%. I think it was 3.8 earlier in the week when I took a look at it. So if a house merely goes up, I should say the interest rate on a house goes up 1% from 4% to 5%, the buyer then is going to have to pay 9% more for the house because it's all in interest. So as a result of interest, there's a general fear that it will rise, and it's a general fear that if the stock market stabilizes and the administration has nothing to gain by keeping it down because they've been kept down artificially to this point, we'll see maybe a percent rise in the interest rates over the next year. If that happens, if you could afford a $500,000 house at 4%, you can only afford a $455,000 house at 5%. Same taxes, same house, just less of buying power. Let's take a look at some of the other things that are affecting the market in Hunterdon County and in New Jersey in general. Home purchase demand increased in New Jersey during August, raising by about 17% as compared to 1 year earlier. That's good news. It's only 1 month compared to a month a year earlier, but it's still good news, and it's the 12th month in a row that we've seen a rise like this, not in that percentages, and it's the largest rise since August of 2005, so almost 10 years. Current steady interest rates combined with the fear of them going higher, combined with the Fed's loosening of interest rate standards so that more people can get mortgages, driving the current market activity. Projected to give New Jersey home prices somewhere 3% rise in 2015 and compared to 4% the year before and 1.4%. Let me read that again. This is projected to give New Jersey home prices a 3-4% rise in 2015 versus 1.5% the year earlier. So it's improved. And at the same time, the number of houses being offered for sale in New Jersey has remained extremely low, but it's slowly rising. That supply has decreased by some 1,200 homes versus 1 year ago. So we actually have fewer houses than a year ago. And there's actually 18,000 fewer houses or 24% less homes on the market in New Jersey than there were in 2011. So when I say we're starved for inventory, it's a really, really good time as a seller to be entering the market because we really need inventory, especially in the price points under the $500,000 mark, in order to help the buyers find enough houses to buy. The current level of unsold inventory statewide is 6.5 months. It was 7.1 a year ago. The reason we have less houses to sell, and as a result, we're in effect seeing this number drop. Interest rates we talked about were right around 4%. If you were to go out and take a look at a 15-year conventional, if you can afford the increase in payments, I mean, you just paid a house off in 15 versus the average 30-year, they're right around 3%. And the ARMs are in the upper 2%. That means you go into a 5 or a 7 year adjustable, it sits still to the end of that period of time. And then you're rolling the dice. I mean, they could be 12% interest rates at that point in time, where if you took a 30% 30-year mortgage at a fixed percent of 4%, it's going to be 4% for 30 years. The combination of the fear of higher rates and the slowly rising home prices is driving the current market. And we've seen several industry experts say that the market could actually afford 6-7% interest. That's scary because I think it would kill a market. But the Fed's already talking about an increase, and it postponed this recent blip in the stock market. But most industry experts see that coming in at about 4% for this year. The job front. This is really the killer in New Jersey right now. On a national level, U.S. reached full recovery in May of 2014, well over a year ago, almost a year and a half. And it's on pace to increase 2,500,000 non-farm jobs this year. Should be noted that we're now counting part-time jobs as full-time jobs. It has nothing to do with the current administration. It's just the way we're counting things. And it really doesn't mean everybody's back to work. These numbers are a little bit misleading. But as long as we use the same misleading tools to count them year after year, they're at least comparable. On the contrary, New Jersey job growth increased by 13,000 jobs in August after two consecutive months of losses. This would give New Jersey a good pace of recovery if it holds for the balance of the year. And as a result, the state's on pace to recover about 30,000 non-farm jobs in 2015. And it will recover all the jobs that were lost in a recession by 2018. So think about this. The nation is back on course 18 months ago, roughly. New Jersey still has 4 years to go to get back to full employment. And even at that, those numbers aren't really as accurate as we would like to see them. But New Jersey is lagging the rest of the nation. That is a fact that just has to be dealt with and understood. The rental market, we have less home ownership. Used to be over 71%. We're now sitting at about 65, 66% in New Jersey. And the result of that is rentals are going up and rentals are hard to find. The restrictive mortgage standards are forcing younger buyers to postpone their transition into home ownership. And it's happening later in life than we've previously seen. The average age of our first-time buyers reported to have risen from 29 to 37 years, 8 years later over the past 5 years. These guys are not making as much as we used to make when we were their age. We're probably off by 17% since 2011 is one of the numbers I've read. And many older age households are selling their homes and moving into rentals to close the gap of the underfunded retirement plans. So rentals are a dear commodity, and if you're looking for a rental, you may be finding it a little more expensive, if not a lot, and it may be a little more difficult to find that rental. So I'm going to switch over to our news break, and we are going to come back to you in a few minutes.
This is USA Headline News. I'm Melody Burkett. The FAA is proposing a fine of nearly $2 million for an aerial photography company that flew drones over Chicago and New York without permission. The FAA says Skypan International flew 65 unauthorized flights through some of the nation's most crowded airspace over a two-year period without getting clearance from the FAA. Even under new rules for drones being proposed by the FAA, flights like Skypan's probably wouldn't be allowed because they were too high and were over densely populated areas. The top U.S. military official in Afghanistan says an Afghan hospital was mistakenly struck by a weekend airstrike.
We would never intentionally target a protected medical facility.
In a Senate hearing today, General John Campbell says Afghan security forces called in the strike while battling Taliban fighters in Kunduz. Campbell says he has ordered a full investigation and vowed to find out why it happened. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
The more you learn about your insurance coverage, the more gaps you might find. Like how you thought you were covered for this.
Check out my new addition.
Wow, I love this new master bedroom.
When you're really only covered for this.
Check out my new addition.
Wow, a Murphy bed.
Now you see it. Now you don't.
Or how you may be covered if you drive your car into a pool.
That pool came out of nowhere.
But not if you drive a carpool. Talk to a farmer's agent about what gaps might be hiding in your insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart. caring for you and about you.
Good evening, this is Dr. Doug and my pal Igor. We want to invite you to visit us at the Haunted Village at the Red Mill in Clinton, New Jersey. Come by to have a cup of hot tea with me on October 9th, 10th, 16th, 17th, 23rd, and 24th. Tickets are on sale online at the redmillhauntedvillage.org. The prices are $30 for regular admission and $45 for express pass. Don't forget to scare up a coupon from our local merchants. We hope to have you soon.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up. You surely want to exhibit. Something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
Hi, this is Joe Peters with Real Estate Matters, and let me give you a quick weather update. We're now sitting at 65 degrees in Flemington. We hit a high of 73 today, and it looks like tomorrow is going to be just about a repeat with 76 tomorrow. Overnight lows will be somewhere around 50 degrees. So we were talking about real estate and the facts that matter in real estate towards your thinking about buying or selling a house or just having a general understanding of what's happening in the market. The biggest thing that's affecting New Jersey right now, and we went through employment, and employment is very, very important. We went through inventory levels, and we went through the sales rates and the interest rates. Foreclosures is number one. If you take a look at every state in the nation, right now, New Jersey continues to face a very high foreclosure rate with comparison to the other states that have either begun to diminish it or have solved it already, because the real reason for that is New Jersey's a judicial state. It's got to go before the courts, and in most other states, it's just a procedural thing where they file a foreclosure, and if it isn't resolved within 120 days, an arbitrator decides the situation. The figure varies widely by our local market. A lot of impact from Sandy, which is now going on 3 years ago. But the percentage of delinquent mortgages in New Jersey has declined slightly to 8.3%. from 10.8 2 years ago, so it's down 2.5%, but it still ranks as number one in the nation, followed by Florida, New York, Maryland, Michigan, Maine, and Rhode Island, and the national number is around 4%. So we have twice the national number of foreclosures. We're experiencing increased rate of foreclosure filings, while most states are doing the reverse. In 2014, we had a 66% increase over the prior year. In 2015, we're going to add an additional 73,000 filings. Foreclosures will add pressure to home prices, especially in the areas where they are concentrated. Once again, they're usually either in the far-out sections, more remote sections, or where the hurricane hit. The positive news is we're starved for inventory. So foreclosures are putting inventory on the market that wouldn't be on normally, and as a result of it, it's helping out. Typically, a foreclosure process looks like this. you miss your second or third payment and the bank is going to file what is called a lis pendens. It's Latin for libel suit pending. In other words, you've given them the right to do that when you took your mortgage out. For some reason, you've missed two or three payments and they're going to go out and start the foreclosure process. That doesn't mean they're going to take your house away from you immediately. It just means the process has started. A lot of people will continue to make one payment per month, but now they're two or three months in the arrears. And eventually it gets worse than that, and eventually it gets into the foreclosure process. But we have, of 95% of the people that missed at their second or third payment, most of them are going to hit a foreclosure. They've just hit something in life, either the loss of a spouse's income or a great part of one of the two incomes, and they were living really tight. The foreclosure process then goes, and when the people start calling the bank, which you should do as quick as possible, and say, hey, I've got a problem, I'm getting your notices, can I list this property for a real estate agent? The bank will tell them, yes, list it at normal pricing and bring us an offer. And then the bank asks them to fill out a hardship letter and do a whole bunch of proof of hardship so that they get everything lined up. So that becomes what we call a short sale. A short sale means I owe $350,000 on the house and it's only worth $300,000, let's say. So the short is $50,000. In most cases, the bank, if you get a decent competitive offer, will accept the short sale on it as long as it's a competitive short sale price. They're averaging about 5 or 6% under market right now. 2 or 3 years ago, and we had many more, they were averaging more like 20 to 25%. So my advice to you is if you're in that predicament or know somebody that is, start talking to the bank. There's ways out of this, and the bank will work with you. The bank wants to make you whole as well. Past that, there's two things the bank can do. They can either help you do a modified payment plan, knock the interest levels down to half of what you're probably paying or more. Sometimes it's down to 2 or 1%. But they're going to add in all the interest and late fees, and you're going to now owe that money at the decreased rate. It helps some people pull out, but not a lot. And then beyond that, there's what's called deed in lieu, which means, okay, Mr. Bank, I can't make these payments anymore. I will sign the house over to you, and I'm going to send you the keys, and it's all yours. And then the house becomes real estate owned. Or the bank can find that the people have disappeared and do a foreclosure on it and buy it back at the state real estate, I should say the courthouse steps. And that's the same as a deed in lieu. In other words, they've had to forcibly take it back where the person with the deed in lieu did a willing act of giving the property back to the bank. Then the bank takes a period of time. I would guess it's probably upwards of a year before they get that property on the market because they have such a backlog. And then it comes back on, they'll do a little refurbishing. They don't want you to know it was a foreclosure, although it's easy to find out. And they're going to list it as normal retail inventory, and it joins the houses that are for sale. So foreclosures are a continued problem here in New Jersey, and we are the number one state in the nation. I heard a statistic that if you take that 3%, which is now from 10.8%, and divide it through, one in every 11 or 12 houses is now 90 days behind payment. So as you drive down the street, count the houses, and every 12th one is probably 90 days behind. Not that particular house, but that ratio. So that's the story on foreclosures. If we add it all up, we have fewer listings, but improving. We're getting a little more each month. We have a very active buyer market for early fall, and stable to increasing prices in some of the more popular areas, and steady to higher interest and slightly loosening credit standards. It all adds up to a pretty good picture. We're selling a lot of houses. We're not selling them what we would have sold them for at the peak, but we're still selling them. And the result is a mixed market based on location and price point, but a very active market for this time of the year. And the foreclosures, to some extent, are helpful in offsetting the fewer listings. As a result, prices have begun to stabilize, if not rise. And once again, I think I said the price rise this year is probably going to be somewhere around 3% versus 1.4 last year. Let's take a quick look at the next county over, which is Somerset County. Somerset County is where people really want to live from a commute ride. And when I find somebody looking in Somerset and they have a very hard time finding the property, I take them a little bit into Hunterdon. I show them our farms. I show them our lakes. I show them our lifestyle. And in a lot of cases, I convince them you want to drive the extra 5 or 10 miles. But Somerset County has a month supply of 6, where we have a month supply of 8. Somerset County sold 311 houses last month, where we sold, and I'm just looking for my number, 145. So they do a lot more volume. It's a little bit bigger area. And they have a total of 1,882 houses on the market. We have about 1,100. So they have about 50% more. Our average price point is somewhere around $386. Their average price point is around $420. And that's probably 20%. It's usually 18 to 20% more. Their most popular towns butt into our most popular towns. And that would be the towns of Bridgewater, Branchburg, Somerset, the town of Somerset, which is in Franklin Township, Warren County, and Hillsborough. Different than we've got here. We've got more horses and cows. I love to say, if you really want to know the difference between Hunterdon and Somerset, at Hunterdon you give directions like turn left at the horses and right at the cows, where Somerset it's more of a direct directional. Let's take a look at existing home prices and look at the country in general. If you take a look year over year, the entire United States is up 5.6%. And this is something I caution you about. As you're watching television, that attractive guy or gal that's reading the numbers to you is not deceiving you. It just doesn't happen to be just for New Jersey, which is all you're interested in. So we're looking at year over year, a 5% increase in the units of houses that are sold, while in the Northeast, it's only 1.3%. And if you go to the far west, it's 8.4%. So it depends where you're at. Existing home sales are on the rise. And if you take a look at year-over-year percentage of change in price by region, you're going to see that the Middle Atlantic states, where New Jersey fits into, New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania, we've risen, and this was as of the end of August, 1.7%. And if you take a look at year-over-year percentage change in price for just New Jersey, you're going to see that it is, let me see if I can find the number, 2.4%. So the 12-month price change in New Jersey right now is 2.4%. We're seeing increase in price because we've got decreases in inventory. And quarter-to-quarter is 1.4% New Jersey, but we've had better increases in the latter months of the year. And a one-month price change, we actually have 1% in the last month. So New Jersey isn't doing badly. But let's take a look back at the peak. We all remember the peak, the bubble, whatever you want to call it, happened somewhere around 2005 to 2006. And in that time frame, we were about 35% higher than the market would bear, and as a result, there were tremendous price decreases. We lost about 35% of all home value in New Jersey. It depends on your price point, depends on your town, depends on the condition of your house. But of that 35%, we're now regained all but about 20% of it. So we're going in the right direction, and over the next 4 years, we'll gain that back as well. So take a look at what this is doing to our market. In effect, home value, and it's an interesting perception in that we're looking at 6.9% increase in home value countrywide over the last 12 months. We're looking in New Jersey at somewhere around a 3 to 4%, and over the next 12 months, we're looking at another 4.7 or roughly 5%. Projected, they're saying 2015, this is on a nationwide basis, 4.1, 2016, 3.7% increase, and then about 3% a year. So by the time we get to 2018, 2019, we're going to be back to where prices once were. I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and I'll be back to you in a couple of seconds. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime.
and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hey, it's Joe Peters back again. Didn't realize one of those commercials were mine, so you know where to reach me, 908-238-0118, if you want to talk about your particular situation. I'm pretty well-mannered. I don't bite, and in effect, I am pretty informative, as you've probably put together from listening to this audio broadcast. We welcome your call. I usually pick up the phone if I'm not with another customer already, and if not, I'll get back to you within an hour or so. I'm looking at cumulative house appreciation between now and 2019, and there's three different forecasts. One are the bulls, one are the all projections, and then one are the bears. Bulls being the very bullish on the economy. They're saying 25% increase. If we get the 25% increase, we will have exceeded the bubble that we hit back at the end of 2005. If we add them all together, the projection's more like 18. And then the more conservative people are saying that, in effect, it's more like, I turned it over before I read the number, more like 10%. So somewhere in there is the right number, and that all depends on us not getting into another national tragedy as we did on 9/11. So we're on the mend, we're going in the right direction, and we've got customers looking to buy, and we're looking for people that are willing to sell as well, and we can help both out. Potential growth in family wealth over the next 4 years. This is interesting. If somebody bought a $250,000 house with 20% down, and we just went through those numbers that I talked to you about, you would see in the next 4 years, so really between 2016 and 2020, a 34% increase. So 20% down on a 250 is $50,000. You put $50,000 on the table, and in 5 years, you get $34,000 plus the $50,000 back. Not a bad return on your money. The other thing we have to contend with, and we're seeing more and more of appraisal reluctance. So your house has to be sold twice, once to the buyer and then once to the appraiser, which is the bank. The buyers they're pretty fussy and they're pretty demanding. It's not a buyer's market because we're a little short on inventory, but they're still pretty fussy. I haven't met anybody that just rolled over in the last year or two. They want what they're paying for. Once you agree with that, then you go through your attorney review, and then they apply for we do an inspection, and they apply for a mortgage, and then the mortgage company sends in an appraiser. And we're seeing 85% of the appraisals are okay, but the upper 15% are a challenge. And we're seeing home appraisals come in. Usually, if you were to go out and buy a home for $250,000 and the home was really worth $280,000, the appraiser's probably going to say it's worth $252,000. He's not going to put his neck on the line. But, in effect, you're getting some instant equity if you get a deal like that. homeowners may be underestimating their home equity at the same time. We find that there's a negative equity perception. In other words, I bought my house in 2005 to 2008. I bought it really, really high, and it's really still below market level. It's not really the case in a lot of situations. You can have an agent take a look at your house, give you a market analysis, which takes a few days on the agent's part. He needs to see your house, go do some homework, come back with the market analysis. And we're finding that although the perception is that there's 23% negative equity, in reality, the negative equity is only 9% a lot of times. And sometimes even there is no negative equity, you can sell. So that's one of the reasons, and I missed covering this a little bit earlier, that we're short on inventory as well, is that so many people can make the payment on their house, but they can't bring $50,000 to the closing table to sell it because it's under market. Well, as more and more houses get back up to market value, we're going to have more and more sales come on the market, and it's going to ease it for everybody, both the buyers and the sellers. Other things that are to be considered, and I'm just taking a quick look at the time. We've got about 5 minutes left. I went to a conference this week where we talked about some of the things that are driving the markets in central New Jersey. And it's really interesting that, and this guy, he's more of an average guy, said he's seen about 3% equity rise in 15, 4% in 16. There's about 2.5 million jobs added. If you divided the 2.5 by 12, that's about, 200 plus a month. We actually need 200,000 jobs added each month just to keep the growth in the economy. People turning 21, people entering the job market. So we're really not pulling ahead, but we're putting jobs back. The interesting thing here is he's saying that the towns that are having the boom right now are the towns with train stations in them. And he doesn't mean that train that stops at 17 stations before it gets to Newark. He means sort of express train service into Newark and New York City. We're seeing a large demand for train service to New York City once again. And the reason we're seeing that demand is that the jobs are in New York. There aren't jobs in New Jersey in order to support the economy. So people are going to New York. I did that for 23 years. A lot of us have done that. We're actually earning in New Jersey 18% less than we were not 10 years ago. That's interesting, and it's really affecting the first-time buyers, because if you consider a first-time buyer, they're probably coming out of school with $350 in school loans each month. They really can't afford a new car, so they're looking for mass transportation and jobs near that mass transportation, and instead of finding them in Hunterdon County, they're finding them more towards the New York area. So we've actually got a drain of the 25 to 35 out of the county. And we're seeing that same thing happen in Somerset County. The population is growing, but the 25 to 35-year-olds are going to where the jobs are at. Another trend that we're seeing are people having less children. And there's a couple of reasons for this. One is if both parties have to work and the child has to go to school, the figure I heard this month was $22,000 a year for daycare and all the related costs. So if, in effect, a woman went back to work because she put her child in school and earned $50,000 and brought 40 home, 22 of them, more than 50%, would go to the first child's child support. So people are having, they're not stopping having children. They're not having two or three the way we used to. I've got five children, all beautiful kids, all grown adults at this point in time. But in today's environment, that's a rarity. Let's take a look at the job recession by area, though, because it varies greatly. We're only at about 65% of the people back to work. We still have another 4 years to go. If you took up the total United States, it's at 145%. We put the nation back to work because we're counting part-time jobs. That's not a political statement. It's just a fact. New York City's at 270% are back to work in New York. So people are traveling from New Jersey to New York to find employment. And guess what? After they're happy with that employment, they're probably going to live a little closer to New York. So that impacts our market as well. Even Pennsylvania's at 112%. The Philly area itself is around 74%, but New Jersey's at 65% back to work. And then the change in household income is minus 18%, and that's over the 2006 to 2000, I said 2011 earlier. In the last 8 years, we've lost 18% earning capability. So that's what's happening in the market. If, in effect, you'd like to talk to me personally and see how your buying needs or selling needs fit into it and how I can help you, I can be reached at 908-238-0118. And once again, easy to talk to. Be more than happy to field your call and get back to you with the information that you're looking for. It's been a pleasure coming to you. I'm going to repeat this show in 2 weeks with a total different set of information. We're going to talk about the 55-plus market. 55-plus is a market that I'm soundly in the middle. As they say, I resemble that remark. I've already downsized. I have changed my lifestyle to adapt to what I'd rather spend my discretionary time and money on. And a lot of people are doing that. So if you'd like to hear about that and something about reverse mortgages, please tune in 2 weeks from today. That will be the third Wednesday of the month at 4 p.m. for an hour. And we'll be talking about the over 55 market, the challenges that are confronting them, and some of the resources that are available for them. Once again, Joe Peters at Weichert, 908-238-0118. Thank you for spending the last hour with me.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is USA Headline News. I'm Melody Burkett. The FAA is proposing a fine of nearly $2 million for an aerial photography company that flew drones over Chicago and New York without permission. The FAA says Skypan International flew 65 unauthorized flights through some of the nation's most crowded airspace over a 2-year period without getting clearance from the FAA. Even under new rules for drones being proposed by the FAA, flights like Skypan's probably wouldn't be allowed because they were too high and were over densely populated areas. The top U.S. military official in Afghanistan says an Afghan hospital was mistakenly struck by a weekend airstrike.
We would never intentionally target a protected medical facility.
In a Senate hearing today, General John Campbell says Afghan security forces called in the strike while battling Taliban fighters in Kunduz. Campbell says he has ordered a full investigation and vowed to find out why it happened. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
Hey, neighbor, it's me, that guy two desks away that never takes a sick day.
Seriously, you could always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here. My $20 family fill-up is an easy way to feed a family of four. So, if you've got 20 bucks burning a hole in your pocket, you can take it to a KFC for a family meal any day of the week. Beats eating that $20 bill. Remember to wash your hands after holding money, though, because my Kentucky Fried Chicken is finger-licking good.
8 pieces of chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes, large coleslaw, 4 biscuits. Available for a limited time only. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
Amtrak is threatening to suspend service during the Christmas holiday unless Congress extends a deadline to implement new safety measures. Lawmakers want rail companies to install positive train control on tracks they own by December 31st, but the railroads say it'll be impossible to meet that deadline.
We're looking at a rail shutdown or serious service curtailment if there is no extension.
That's Patricia Riley from the Association of Railroads. Amtrak said in a letter to Senator John Thune that it'll suspend service on its national network in mid-December unless Congress pushes back the deadline. Amtrak says it would continue service on track that it owns, including much of the Northeast Corridor between D.C. and Boston. South Carolina's governor says the flood damage she's seen in her state is disturbing. Governor Nikki Haley said the death toll from the flooding has risen to 14. She says while it's sunny today, things could get worse as floodwaters move from the Midlands to the Low Country. At least four counties could be facing evacuations. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal.